It's rush hour at Safeway. I don't want it, I say emphatically, pointing to the plastic bag a checkout clerk is wrapping around my egg carton. I don't want it, I say again, taking the eggs out of his hand and putting them in my oversized handbag. He looks at me like I'm a tree-hugging nut. Had there not been three people behind me, I might have shared the origins of my anti-plastic zealotry with him. Almost everything I know about the environment, I've learned from writing investment stories, dollar-minded features about such industries as plastics, petroleum, and waste management, written for readers thinking about bottom lines. So I recently explored how revelations about the environmental impact of conventional plastics are pressuring companies like Dow and DuPont to rethink and even reinvent this ubiquitous material. Evidence of this is the plant-based polymers coming to market in the form of bags, bottles, and toys. Not only are conventional plastics becoming increasingly unpopular, think San Francisco's ban on bags, but they are becoming more expensive to produce. The same oil being pumped into your gas tank is also going into your plastic shopping bags. Of course, conventional plastics are still being made. Last year alone, the United States plastic resins industry produced some 113 billion pounds of non-biodegradable plastics. It's an ironic thing, this disposable plastic stuff we have come to rely on for convenience. We treat a plastic bag like it's temporary, when it's not. All the plastic produced in the last century is with us today, either sitting in a landfill or recycled, and it will be with us for centuries to come. I could have told all that to the checkout clerk, but I didn't. Instead, I held my tongue in my handbag. As I turned my back to walk away, I heard a young man's voice say, "I don't want that bag either." Yahoo! That's two fewer bags in the landfill. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard-Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.